A national study of concussions suffered by football players and military cadets will move into a second phase, with the Medical College of Wisconsin continuing to play a major role. Findings from part one of the massive study appear to have brought some safety improvements to football, but the new round of research could bring more changes. WUWM Innovation reporter Chuck Quirnbach has the story.
Football remains popular with millions of people in Wisconsin and across the U.S. A sports broadcaster might say there are dazzling runs, acrobatic catches, and stirring comebacks. But there are also enough injuries that at some venues, a pregame prayer is said for the players.
We pray that the players today remain free of injury and that they play this game to the best of their ability.
That was the Reverend Kevin Voss of Concordia University of Wisconsin in Mequon, just before Concordia's recent game with Wisconsin Lutheran College. When the contest got underway, the two small college teams did not play at the speed or with the size of the Green Bay Packers or even the Wisconsin Badgers, but there was still plenty of firm blocking and tackling. It was the last game of the year for both teams. Concordia says during the season there were a handful of concussions. A concussion where the brain bangs around inside of the skull is a serious matter, of course, something football teams didn't always seem to recognize or maybe admit. But Concordia's sports medicine director, Angela Steffen, says she's seen a change in how injured players are handled at her school.
10 years ago, someone got a concussion. We removed them from the field, but we sent them to class. 5 years ago, we removed them from the field and told them to do nothing.
But Steffen says it was discovered that completely shutting down a high-energy athlete harmed their well-being and ability to heal from symptoms like headaches and impaired mental skills. She says concussed players are now assigned limited exercise.
Some light biking, walking, just getting the heart rate up a little bit. We're doing that 2-3 days in when they're still symptomatic, but what the literature is finding is that's helping.
Steffen says ultimately those concussed players who exercise are able to return to normal activities sooner, including playing football. Steffen credits work done by the Medical College of Wisconsin, which used sensors inside Concordia player helmets to measure where on the head a player was hit and with how much force. Since 2014, the Medical College has been part of what's known as the CARE Consortium. With $30 million from the NCAA and Defense Department, Phase 1 of the consortium's study of 39,000 student athletes and cadets focused on the short-term effects of concussions. Medical College neurosurgery professor Mike McCray says that phase found
it was taking more people longer to recover than what we had thought years ago.
This fall, the NCAA and federal government have granted another $22 million for Phase 2, with the medical college getting about one-third of that amount. Dr. McCray says CARE 2.0, as he calls it, will look at any longer-term effects of concussions.
And determine, okay, what are the effects of a 4-to-5-year career as a NCAA student athlete or a Military Service Academy cadet in training on neurologic and psychological health?
But a study released last week by the UW-Madison found high school athletes with limited access to athletic trainers are far less likely to have concussions identified and managed properly. That, plus some parents, are calling for contact sports like football to be banned. But McCray says more sitting around doesn't sit well with him.
We are in our poorest physical and psychological health at any point in the history of this country. So the notion of fewer young people participating in healthy activities such as sport is more disturbing to me, frankly, than the potential long-term risks associated with injury.
McCray is also about to co-lead a national study on the long-term health consequences for former NFL players who suffered repeated concussions while playing the game. Chuck Quirnbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support is provided by Dr. Lawrence and Mrs. Hannah Goodman for Innovation Reporting.